Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. There are still 45,000 homes and businesses without electricity this lunchtime as ESB crews continue efforts to restore power after Storm Éowyn 9 days ago. For over a week, people mostly in the west and northwest have struggled without heat, light or in some cases running water. We can go live now to our reporter, Gavin O'Callaghan, who's in the northwest of the country and has been meeting some of the people who've been affected for the last 9 days. Gavin, where are you this lunchtime?
Hi, Justin. I'm just in Ballymoat in County Sligo, not too far from the Roscommon border. I'm standing outside Top Oil, where a lot of people have been coming in and out over yesterday and today for gas canisters, as well as petrol for generators as they go into their second week without electricity. The latest we have from the ESB nationally is that around 45,000 homes and businesses remain without power. Here in Ballymoat, most of the lights are back on, but many people on the outskirts between here and North Roscommon could be in the dark until Wednesday or even Thursday. Now, yesterday I was talking to Stephen Henry, who runs this petrol station, and he said they sold out of gas canisters on the Friday of Storm Éowyn. They managed to get them restocked on Tuesday, and there's been constant demand ever since. As we've heard before, many clubs and community centres have opened their doors to help people, and that includes the village of Geeva, where I spoke to some people yesterday.
We've no power for 9 days, we've no heat, we had no water for a couple of days, but that came back thankfully, and we've had no Wi-Fi, no coverage, but that's come back. But it's just how cold the house is, and that you can't cook, and that it's just, it's miserable, it's miserable.
We have had no water, no electricity, sometimes no phone or network or internet since the storm started. So I've been coming over here to the resource centre to try and keep on top of work, and I'm able to get coverage here as well, so I can get... It's the simple things, like you're downloading something. Everything is online now, and you just need an internet. So it's great that it's nice and warm here, and you're able to make a cup of tea and coffee and get the work done.
So Mum is 90... Well, she'll be 96 in May. We're minding her at home as a family. Poles down, wires down. Some of the home support services weren't even able to get in. So no power, no water up until yesterday. So we need it. We need it sorted. They need to sort us out now. Micheál Martin needs to be visiting every county, every community.
Are you worried about the future then as well?
Yes. Gavin, you and I could be having this conversation again next month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 12 months. We can't have that. They need to upgrade the electricity grid. They need to upgrade the water systems.
So, Gavin, it sounds like there's quite a bit of frustration there.
Yes, that was Nolene Heslin you heard at the end, and many echoed the same sentiment about not just wanting the lights back on, but wanting solutions to stop this from happening again. Ms Heslin is speaking from Geeva GAA's clubhouse, which opened to the community last Monday. I also spoke to the club's chairman, Dermot McDermott, and he told me what the week has been like for them.
In the club here, we decided to open up on Monday because there was no sign of power coming back. So basically, yeah, it's open here for showers. People can make tea or coffee. Also can remotely work here through their own Wi-Fi. And we have fully powered here for anyone that wants to come. It's a big change, I suppose. You know, we're so used to electricity now. Everything is basically ran on electricity, phones, internet, you name it. Like, it's all, we're so reliant on it. And then just this bang came last Friday morning, and we're on day 8 now of no power in Geeva.
That's Geeva GAA Chairman Dermot McDermott there. And Gavin, you're also speaking to some people in their homes as well.
Yes, and one thing I noted is that with communications also down in some areas, just finding out about things like humanitarian assistance or what kind of help is available has been difficult for some. A lot of people I met were from the village of Arigna in Roscommon, a place many listeners may have heard of as it's famous for its mines. After visiting Geeva, I went to one particular rural road where power isn't expected back until Wednesday. Now, there's a number of elderly people in this area, including Tom Brune, who is a pensioner in his 70s.
It's been rough. And it's, the weather is cold, and it's miserable. And nobody has, we have never seen an ESB van on this road or another. And it had come back on Tuesday for a while, and then it went again.
So what have you been doing all week? How have you been staying warm?
We have been staying warm. We have a fire that we can only light. It's in a stove, only light a small fire in it because we can't. It needs a pump to circulate the water, and we have no power to run the pump.
And have the ESB been in contact?
No.
Or has anyone
nobody has been in contact with us.
Are you frustrated?
Oh, yeah, of course we are. At this length now, after it's out, we're into our second week now without power. Three or four times in the last 6 weeks, we have had power outages.
In the last 6 weeks, Gavin, it sounds there like the concerns of people aren't just limited to what happened during Storm Éowyn.
Yes, as you heard there from Mr. Bruin, there have been multiple other outages before the latest storm. And although everyone's immediate concern is getting the lights back on now, there is a sense the pressure will remain ongoing for governing bodies to make infrastructure more resilient after this. That said, there had been a lot of praise for ESB workers themselves, as well as emergency services and council workers who have been going around the clock to try and get this sorted. But it is a matter of when and not if the next storm will come. And as Nolene Heslin said earlier, they fear drastic improvements are needed and need to be implemented if things are going to go forward.
All right, Gavin, thank you very much. That's Gavin O'Callaghan in Ballymote in County Sligo for us this afternoon.